from Stanley Tucci's Taste. There's a dish, a very special dish, that is served in a home on Christmas Day. It is called timpano. This is a baked drum of pastry like dough, filled with pasta, ragu, salami, various cheeses, hard-boiled eggs, and meatballs. It's a big, heavy dish, and needless to say, very filling. The recipe and the tradition of serving it on special occasions, particularly Christmas, were brought to America by my father's family. I never remember not having it on Christmas Day, whether we were celebrating at a home or at the home of one of my dad's siblings. It is quite a showstopper, so much so that we chose to feature it in Big Night as the centerpiece of the film's climactic meal. However, its preparation is very labor-intensive and the cooking process requires much time and attention. It is for this last reason that, even though we would not be sitting down to eat until about 2 or 3 p.m, my parents would arrive at about 11 a.m. to begin the process of finishing the cooking of the timpano, which they had painstakingly assembled a couple of days before. Upon hearing the sound of car tires on the gravel drive, and a moment later the shouts of Merry Christmas from my parents' mouths, I would sheepishly look at Kate. She would sigh quietly, and then, as she slowly turned and stared at me, I would see something die in her eyes. At this moment, my anxiety level would skyrocket, and I'd flirt off to the bar to see if I couldn't find liquid calm in the Bloody Mary or Scotch Sour. Laden with gifts and platters of food, including the pièce de résistance shrouded in a large dishcloth, my elegantly dressed parents would climb the stairs, smiling from ear to ear, as thrilled to see us as if we'd been separated for decades, when in fact we had only seen them the night before. They were so happy and excited, how could I even think of being put out by the extremely early arrival? Well, perhaps not so much me as my poor wife. I will tell you how. The timpano. It is the inconstant cooking and resting times required of each individual timpano made any given year that became the bane of Christmas Day. It is a temperamental dish, to say the least. It might take an hour or two to cook, then need to rest for an hour, or vice versa. It depends on the oven, the vessel it's cooked in, if the sauce it is made with is a little more watery than usual, if the timpano has been previously frozen, etc., etc. But that's all fine if it is the only thing you are serving. But the timpano was served as a first course, therefore it was impossible to dumb the second course, like a leg of lamb or even simple ham. Two courses. It's just the way it has always been. And on holidays, both courses just get bigger. A lasagna, a bowl of pasta, or a soup as first course is perfectly acceptable, but as I say, timpano can cause issues both culinary and marital. How many over or undercooked, not an inexpensive pieces of meat were angrily eaten by Kate due to her inability to time them appropriately because of the timpano, I cannot say. Not only were those legs or hocks lovingly prepared by her, but also they were what she was looking forward to eating because she didn't even like timpano. It's sort of like cilantro. You either like it or you don't. I happen to love it. But even if the meal miraculously ended up being timed perfectly, the timpano was so rich and heavy that the meat course could not be enjoyed to the fullest. At any rate, somehow we ate our way through just about everything most Christmases, but not without a lingering resentment deep in Kate's soul.